I'm going to tell y'all about a turkey I killed one time.
Oh, that was what we'd like to hear.
One my guitar belt. And my...
Be as patient with me as your brother was.
The lady I worked for in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, this is J.F. Kenfield. I worked there too about 10 or 12 years. And she said to me before Thanksgiving, Elizabeth, if I get a live turkey, would you draw him? Would you mind drawing him? And I told her, no, I'd kill him and draw him. So I decided about 2 days before Thanksgiving that turkey ought to be killed. Well, Mama always killed hers and put salt on about two or three days before she cooked them. So I go out and I said, well, Mr. Turkey, I'm going to kill you today. I hadn't thought about how to kill him. I was just going to kill him. So I went out and got the old turkey, tied his feet. And I used to see my father put the head under a stick. You know, and put his foot on the stick and give it a snatch and the turkey the head is off. Well, I tried that. He looked so pitiful. I said, I can't snatch your head off, honey. I said, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll chop your head off. That was worse. Now, when he got the axe, put his head on the chopping block, and looked like he looked up at me and did he say, you're going to kill me now? I said, I can't kill this turkey. What in the world am I going to do? I stood there a few minutes, and I said, oh, I know what I'll do. I'll kill him like I see my mother used to kill chicken. She just raked the head off, throw the chicken in the yard. I hadn't thought about a 12-pound or 13, 14-pound chicken raking his head. Now, you know, that's heavy, pretty heavy. All right. I started, you see these little boys when they get ready to throw a rock, they wind up and then throw it. Well, that's where I got that turkey's head and began to wind. And after a while, then I turned his feet loose. And when I turned that turkey's feet loose and began to turn his head, he took his wings and almost killed me. He beat me bloody, that's true. The blood was tingling down from my face on my hand. And I was wringing his head. When the head slipped from the neck, I felt it slip in my hand, and I throwed him down like that. And I stood there looking, and he didn't wiggle his toe. He didn't do anything, just lay still, that's where he fell. I think he said, well, that's funny, isn't it? And something was crawling on me when I looked at his blood. He done beat the blood all out of my face, scratched my hand up and everything. So ladies, I'm going to advise you, don't never try to wring a turkey's head, because he'll beat you. Don't mean he'll kill you before you kill him. That's right. I had a time. Did you find the string, though?
Yeah, I did.